It is 7:45 in the morning, another Saturday morning when it's time for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
How are you, Denny?
I'm doing great. What a nice, fresh morning. I know it's 37 degrees, but hey, it's almost the 1st of November. We've had a pretty smooth sailing up until now. I hope you're doing well, and what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm doing real well, and, you know, you're right. We might get a little soft, I guess, if this kind of weather keeps up. You know, we can't be claimed as hardy Minnesotans anymore because we're kind of getting this long, warm fall. But, you know, there is a nip in the air. And you know what that truly means, and it's one of the best days, in my opinion, of the year. And guess what it is today, Denny? Homecoming down at the University of Minnesota.
And go Gophers!
A great celebration. That's right. Go Gophers. You know, it's such a great celebration. You know, yes, you have the great football game, but you have so much going on campus, people coming down. And that's the great thing about it is people coming down there, getting together, seeing old friends, meeting new friends, and having a grand time. But, you know, the interesting thing about something like a homecoming like that and what is it kind of been a spark or an invention from all that is the tailgate. Now, the tailgate, believe it or not, it's entirely an American invention, and it really is credited to football. The reason being is because, you know, think about it, a lot of the baseball stadiums, especially the old-timey baseball stadiums, were planted right in the middle of a neighborhood. Even if you look over across the pond in Europe, you see a lot of those soccer stadiums were planted right in the middle of a neighborhood. And so the culture for those games were usually to go to a pub that was nearby, have a few bumps, and then go to the game. Football is kind of a different intervention because you had such a large stadium. It's on a campus originally because it was mostly college football back in the 30s and 40s, and eventually the NFL started. But usually the college football was there. You had this big stadium. You had a parking lot. So people would go down to the game. And, you know, the food was so-so. And, you know, in college, they didn't really start serving alcohol at the stadiums really for the last maybe 10, 15 years did they start that before all the stadiums were dry, which, you know, makes some sense. The college campus, you have underage kids. That makes a lot of sense. But then you have people going down through there. So what would you do? You pack a lunch and maybe you pack a couple beverages with you, and you would sit on your tailgate or sit in your car and enjoy it. And usually, you know, it started out fairly simple because, you know, refrigeration was such, you know, it was maybe some sandwiches, maybe some cold fried chicken, that type of thing. It may be a bottle of whiskey, and you made a few nips at it, and you went at it. But the great thing about it just became so popular and evolved. It got bigger. It got greater. You know, I mean, in the 70s, maybe a little bit before, you got to remember those little hibachis where all the
stuff you have
a port. Yeah, remember those?
I still have one.
That you could bring along with you, and now you can start cooking in the tailgate. And it's amazing just the things that have evolved. I mean, now you can get grills that you can slide onto your trailer receiver and, you know, and go ahead and barbecue, whether you're flipping burgers, whether you're flipping brats, doing all that kind of stuff. It's truly amazing. And in some cases, it almost is an arms race between different tailgaters of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, the gear they bring, they show up to it. Currently, I mean, I've walking through one of the lots down at the U of M in the past, and I know because I got a text from them today, they're already set up. They're making paella, Denny. Paella.
That's a difficult dish to make.
Well, especially when you don't have a kitchen. You don't, you know, all that stuff you have to bring, but they have that pan that's like three times the size of a manhole cover. They're sitting there stirring it away. And the great thing about doing something like that is it's a huge dish like that. It is a lot of work as far as you're stirring away. But the great thing about that is you're developing community. You're having people stop by, have a beer, have a drink, and enjoy it. And, you know, it becomes a passion of life. And so these folks, I mean, that, like I said, they're right down there right now stirring away. And that's the great thing about it. So then when we kind of roll over into, say, the alcohol side of things or what you might want to bring. I mean, you always want to bring a few of the non-alcoholic beverages for the kiddies because they're running around and you got to keep them happy. But, you know, a couple of the other inventions that really helped tailgating go along, believe it or not, it was only in about 1932 that they invented the beer can. And so that way it was a lot easier to bring beers along with you because of that. And there's so many, you know, different enclosures for that. But, you know, the best part about it is, you know, a nice cold beer while you're doing it. And Minnesota has so many great beers as far as local ones. And it's made just right up from campus. Surly beer, you know, you're down south, you have Shell's beer. And this is the time of year you see a lot of Oktoberfest beers coming out and fun. But since this is a wine chat, we got to talk about some wines. And usually when you're doing that, I would say keep it simple. Keep it real easy and simple. So one thing you want to do, and, you know, it's like you don't have to get sophisticated. I think you want a nice white wine that will go across the board. One I would recommend is always a nice, easy Pinot Grigio. The Pinot Grigio is a light grape varietal, so simple. And the one little caveat I always tell people, if you're going to do that, now that they're so popular, if you're buying some wine for a tailgate, make sure it has the screw cap closure. The one being is because what, you know, you might get all the way down to the stadium, you get all set up, and you might not have a corkscrew, so you're in a little bit of big trouble. So one Pinot Grigio I do love is Cantina della Torre. Wonderful wine. It's about $10.99. So inexpensive. It's light. It's fresh. You can put that in the cooler alongside all those beers. Just light and refreshing. Just so delicious. So simple. Red wines, you know, it can be tricky, you know, if you're doing some of those paellas and things that getting that exotic, maybe you want to bring some Spanish wines down. But again, you want to keep it as simple as possible. You know, even a real big Cabernet might be too much of a wine to have at a tailgate because it's kind of heavy. You maybe want to stick to the lighter grape varietals like a Beaujolais. So simple, so easy. Charles Vienno is a wonderful Beaujolais Village. That's right around $13. It's a great bottle of wine to enjoy with that. It's simple, it's light. But, you know, usually, you know, I would argue, and, you know, most people want to just simple, light style wines. So more white wine is consumed, but that Cantina della Torre Pinot Grigio is terrific. But you could also, believe it or not, look into box wines. And I don't know if my father would turn in his grave if he talking about box wines.
Yes.
But, you know, the interesting thing about box wines is that it's actually a pretty unique enclosure where it doesn't allow air to get into it, so you can hold on to it a little bit longer. And that there is a trend lately that they're just putting better wines into the boxes. And sometimes it might be a little bit more expensive. We have a terrific box wine that has a cab and a shard. It's called IM, simply just IM. IM cab, it's about $15. Great little box wine to have around. That way you have some cab for those folks. You have some Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc for people. Great wine. But, you know, there's other box wines that you do see that actually they put some Cote de Rhone in there, or they put some Monastrell from Spain in there. And they're just good wines to have and, you know, have them around the house. You're stocked up. You're ready to go. And it's just an interesting way to go about that big tailgate that you're doing. So now you're all set up, you're planned, people are enjoying wines, you're making paella, you're flipping burgers, or, you know, there are people that do the ribs. You know, you see some of those things. Now, Kansas City is kind of considered the mecca now of tailgating, as far as they're voted often the best tailgate because of they have those guys bringing those super smokers that, you know, you need an 18-wheeler to haul in there.
That's right.
And they're cooking for the whole place. I mean, it's incredible what goes on. I mean, you know, if you're bored and sitting at your desk, Google tailgate monstrosities, and all of a sudden people will see these huge cookers. But it's the ribs and all that type of stuff that they do down there that really elevates them. But again, it's people showing up because you had to sit literally on your tailgate originally and wait for the game to start and get in there and enjoy stuff. But it's a fun experience. I'm looking so forward to it. It's a special day for me because I met my wife, and I won't mention how many years ago, she'll get mad at me. I met my wife at homecoming, so it's such a great day to go back to campus to cheer on and root on our Gophers.
Oh, that's and you're going to have some great weather today. I mean, we're looking at maybe 60 for a high, sunny skies. That's kind of perfect because you can dress with a couple of layers, right? Be comfortable.
Oh, definitely dress for a little bit of success out there. I mean, you're almost short weather for some folks. I mean, I know there's some
oh,
folks
yes.
that you wouldn't put we won't even put the shorts on till the snow flies. But I mean, on a day like today, if you're on the sunny side, you might be in a tank top. I'm not sure. Trust me, I won't scare any of the listeners and go shirtless. But, you know, with that, we'll be down there and enjoying the game. But, I mean, the weather like this just screams being outside, grilling with your friends. And maybe if you're not going down to homecoming, you know, head off to your store, go get a few pieces of steak, go get a nice big piece of tuna, fire up that grill, you know, open it up and, you know, grab some of that Cantina della Torre Pinot Grigio, open it up and just look at the wonderful fall colors. It's been an odd year for the colors as far as, you know, there's some that are just terrific and some a little flat, but I think that's due to all this weather that we've had that's just been so bizarre. But, you know, if you're out there grilling, you know, go outside, enjoy. Go to an apple orchard today and be outside, you know, kind of just enjoy it, because we know in, you know, December it's not going to be that much fun.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you brought up the boxed wine. I was for years I was always afraid to even bring it up, but is the reason that those things last is because I think I've tried it many years ago and they were new. Is it kind of like a bladder that kind of closes up and keeps it fresher? Is that the deal?
That you are correct, Eddie. It's a vacuum sealed bladder. So when you open up the thing, you pull out the spigot, you pour out the wine. It no oxygen goes in. The bladder just compresses, and so it compresses and compresses until it's all gone. And believe it or not, Minnesota and all, well, it's a toss up every year between Minnesota and Colorado of all states as being the number one box wine market in the United States. I don't know if it's just where that's smarter than most people, where you want to slide a box in your fridge and always constantly have a little bit of Chardonnay around. Maybe some people don't want to know how much they drank because it's in a box and you can't see the bladder deflate. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, again, you're seeing some wineries use the box wine, that actual enclosure to keep some of the wines. And again, they're putting better wines. You're seeing it a little bit more in Europe, believe it or not, where they're putting some Cote d'Aronnes or some Spanish Grenaches, things of that nature, into a box that works it. I mean, ironically, I know one company in Burgundy that actually puts Fellini Montrachet in a box, and they send it up to Sweden. I've tried to get a little bit out of that just so I could have some Fellini Montrachet with myself, but they don't have that. That's not available here yet in the United States, but believe it or not, and go figure, it's Sweden, and Minnesota has a lot of Swedes, so maybe there's something about that box enclosure that we all love so much.
Maybe so. Ted, we have a minute to go before CBS. Let's talk a little bit about Haskell's today.
Well, you're correct. Today in Haskell's, we have our fall sale going on, and if you stop in, we have some lovely Bordeaux wines to taste that you could even take those to your tailgate or your barbecue today. There's Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of all your tailgating or grilling needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekend. Haskell's in Minnetonka, Haskell's in St. Paul Highland Village. We have a Haskell's in Bloomington down in Lomans Plaza. If you're out on the lake, stop by Haskell's in Excelsior. We have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake. If you're headed out east, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. If you're going way down south, stop by our Haskell's in Faribault right off of Highway 35. Or go up and see our Haskell's Maple Grove, our super cellar. Don't forget, we're also in Plymouth. And stop by any of the Haskell's. If you can't swing by a Haskell's, stop by Haskell's.com. 24/7, we can take care of any of your needs, and we'll make sure that we can't cook the meal for you, but we can make it special. And all I can say is go Gophers, Scott Umar, row the boat.
All right, absolutely. Have a great homecoming. Ted, let's talk next week.
I look forward to it, Denny.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's.